I am here with Kathy Parcells, the executive director of the Kalmar Nickel Foundation. We are here at the New Copeland Maritime Center and Shipyard building. Tell me a little bit about how excited you guys are to have this building completed and to be filling it up.
We are incredibly excited. It has been a year of a lot of work, but we're thrilled to be able to start offering our education programs inside, to be able to have our maintenance done in a clean, safe, beautiful new environment, and then also to have new administrative space.
When I come here and I look at it, I can see it's definitely a place where people will want to come now and will want to come back to. Who do you hope comes to check out the new Copeland Maritime Center?
Well, this year we're really focusing on getting more education groups in here, more schools and students. But we have plans to make this a destination from a tourism standpoint as well. We have a water taxi stop that is at our dock. There are other cultural attractions that are in the same area. Fort Christina Park is right next door, which is where the original Kalmar Nickel landed. And Fort Christina was built back in 1638. And then we're just blocks away from Old Sweet's Church as well. So there is enough critical mass now that there is something for people to do. So we're still in the beginning stages of putting all of that together, but all the elements are there. So we're really excited about having some place to show international travelers who come back to learn more about their heritage, as well as people in the state of Delaware.
One of the bigger exhibits that's new is the Watercraft of the World, the Forney collection, of just a marvelous collection of model ships from all around the world. Tell me a little bit about that and how you plan to make that an exhibit for people to come to.
Well, first of all, I just have to say we are so grateful to Bob and Marilyn Forney for the donation of their collection. They lovingly collected 72 model ships and boats from around the world. And they are so graciously have given it to us. And we have we're just opening an exhibit, which will be part of our grand opening on Sunday, to start showing that to people. But we're going to be able to leverage it for many, many purposes, primarily, again, for education. But it'll be a wonderful way to teach geography, anthropology. You can teach any lesson from the ship. All the ships are going to be arranged geographically, so that you get a sense of different parts of the world. There's a map on the floor, so you can actually link the ship to its location and understand sort of where that location is globally. And so we will be developing curriculum as time allows, so that we really are able to dive into every facet of its possibilities.
There's even a little smartphone technology aspect to it as well, where they can scan the barcode and
Well, there's a QR code on each of the panels, and so on each of the descriptors, and so it will take you right now to the website and more information about the ship and about the location. And from that, with technology, if say one of the ships is from Egypt, you can go to our website, learn a little bit more about the ship, and then a teacher, for example, could say, let's learn more about Egypt, and let's talk about where it is in the Middle East, and let's talk about life in this century that the ship represents. So there's just endless possibilities for educational purpose.
And aside from of course the new exhibit, there's also the Kalmar Nickel itself, which is the centerpiece of the shipyard. And is there anything additionally that we're going to see that is different from before?
Well, one of the features of our new facility is that we have a replica of the ship in our main hall, and it's a 3/4 scale ship. So of the Kalmar Nickel, it's 3/4 scale of the Kalmar Nickel, and so you can we're able to use it now to teach sail handling. We can run a cannon drill. We can do a lot of different things with it. Actually, it's also been the centerpiece for our lecture. We've had parties there. As an aside, but from an educational standpoint, it really is the sort of the centerpiece of our educational programming. So it's really exciting because it allows us to provide education programs when the ship isn't here. And the ship is, much of the year, the ship is being maintained, or the weather prevents us from getting on the ship, or it's voyaging. The ship voyages and during the summertime and offers public sails. So we're going to be able to have a year-round presence.
Now you have a space to hold events either for fundraising purposes or for public awareness or for even, you know, a third party that would like to come and hold an event here. Is that one aspect to having the new facility?
First of all, before we even moved in, we had our gala here in November. And at that point, we saw the possibilities of this facility for events. What makes it so unique is that model of the ship in the main hall, but also a beautiful balcony that overlooks the Christina River, and which is a fantastic view of the sun setting over the Winchester Bridge at night. I mean, it's a really neat space. We think there's a lot of possibility. And in fact, we've had an art loop here. We had our gala, as I mentioned. We've had a couple of parties and have some planned in the future as well. We also have some businesses that are interested in using it for conference space. We actually have been selected by CAM, which is a Maritime Museum Association, to be the host site next April. So we're really excited about that as well.
Having everything streamlined and set like this, that helps the education, but it also helps with the maintenance of everything and keeping everything running smoothly. And I'm sure the volunteers and the employees here also benefit from the nicer spaces to get their jobs done.
I think I can speak for most of the volunteers. They are really excited to have this dedicated space for ship maintenance. It's been set up so that there is specific space for carpentry, for sanding, for finishing, a really beautiful new sail loft. It's heated. The doors close. It doesn't flood. So it's a really unique space. And part of the impetus to our building this building was to have a better space for our volunteers. We rely heavily on our volunteers. We have over 300 volunteers. Last year, they gave us 47,000 hours of volunteer time. We could not function without our volunteers. They maintain the ship. They provide education programming for us. They help us in every way you can imagine, and we are extremely grateful to our volunteers.
One of the things that you guys said was that this is a vital part of the riverfront. What would you like to see, as an organization, what would you like to see happen to the riverfront? Are you looking for more businesses to come here, more residents? Are you looking for general improvement of the area?
Yes, on all of that, but I think what I am excited about specifically is the opportunity for tourism and developing another cultural attraction for the city of Wilmington, and the fact that we have the water taxi that links to the other part of the riverfront, I think is ultimately going to be a really a wonderful link. The fact that we are, we're sort of now the other bookend. In terms of riverfront development, we're really the last stop pretty much before you get to the port. We're really excited about the contribution that we're making to the city of Wilmington.
I guess I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the sustainable landscape.
Well, we're really trying to be good stewards of this space and of the earth. We have planted native plants around the building. We are also working with DENREC on a making this a demonstration site for sustainable demonstration site for native landscaping. We have been fortunate to work with them, and we are excited about that possibility. It's just going to make this site even an even richer destination.